The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions during the week, call us at 512-238-0762 or visit our website at armormenshealth.com. The Armour Men's Health Hour is a show dedicated to providing information on a variety of medical topics, some of which may include sensitive subject material about penises. All cases discussed have been done with the permission of the people involved and their penises.
Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my wonderful co-host, Donna Lee.
Super cute co-host. Thank you. Oh, no, I said that to myself.
Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, a board-certified urologist. This show is dedicated to health issues that men experience, as well as health issues that should be important to men. We've absolutely enjoyed giving you this show for almost 8 months now.
Oh, my goodness. Time flies when you're having fun on the radio. And we're on Saturdays now.
It's only about 6 weeks that we've been on this Saturday. And they're even playing some of our shows on Sunday, which is nice. It's almost like a freebie.
And we were still saying happy Saturday on the Sunday show. So don't get confused.
Eventually,
we're not going to be on Sundays. But I don't know. I think they love us so much at KLBJ that they're just going to let us be on Saturday and Sunday.
We'll see. I'm still waiting for anyone in the syndicated market to, you know, take us up maybe for a national show.
I think we need to have sexier voices and more dirty jokes.
There's no way we're going to have a sexier voice.
That's true. Yours is very sexy today.
This is the beginning of February. An interesting time, Donna. This is kind of when a lot of people start losing the fire on their New Year's resolutions.
Because January was a very tough year. I'm tired.
Super Bowl's over.
Right?
Man, you know, that weight's not coming off like you thought it was. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm really proud of myself for is I really took a commitment to my health this year to start working out a lot more.
You have been. You and your wife.
We have been.
Y'all got this addiction going on.
For the first time in my life, I'm working out regularly almost 4 or 5 times a week.
Stop it.
Really?
I'm so proud of you.
It's crazy.
I'm doing bar and you're doing
Orange Theory Fitness.
Orange Theory. So we're a couple of healthy mofos over here.
We're not getting any payment or ad support from these two places. But I'll tell you that for me personally, this Orange Theory Fitness program has been remarkable. And I think for a lot of men out there who like feedback, immediate numeric feedback, it's perfect because you know exactly what you did that day. I've never been a runner. But just in 2 months, you know, I've been able to start running several miles at a pretty good pace.
That's awesome.
I never thought I'd get a sub-9-minute mile, which for some of our listeners is going to sound laughable. But really, I never thought I'd run a mile in less than 9 minutes.
I couldn't run a mile in 40 minutes.
My 13-year-old runs a mile in like 5 minutes and 58 seconds. So
he'd
run backwards with me. They do that to me to make me feel bad about
flips.
Myself.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Well, I think that for a lot of our patients, we try to give them advice on how to be healthier. And either we as physicians aren't living that healthier life, so it comes off kind of disingenuous.
Yeah.
Or we don't have specific recommendations. So we've always been really good here in our practice when we are recommending weight loss or dietary changes because we have a nutritionist. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see increasingly that we start adding advice on different types of things that work from a physical fitness standpoint. Mm-hmm. And so if you're out there and you have, you know, a great experience from a physical fitness standpoint, you think that you like a particular gym or a particular CrossFit place or a particular program, we'd love for you to email us and talk about it.
Oh, that'd be great. I would like to give a shout out to Bar 3, which is where I go.
Oh, man.
In 3 months, I lost like 15 pounds.
That's amazing.
And low carb, though. I have to stick to the low carb, which is really sad and depressing because I see the people eating the bread.
The bread.
I miss the bread.
The bread's yummy. Mm-hmm. You can catch this show on a podcast as well, wherever you find your favorite podcast. It's Armour, A-R-M-O-R, Men's Health. And we would love for you to become listeners or download the episodes. We're going to be increasingly better about transcribing the episodes, making sure that the data is available or the information is available by blog, just so that you can get little snippets of what we think are very valuable pieces of information.
And so when you Google certain topics, maybe we'll pop up.
Maybe.
Organically.
If we could. If we can ever get our marketing act together. Donna, you want to tell people about our practice?
That's right. We are located in four spots in Central Texas. And, we added a new doctor. Maybe we should bring him up, too.
That's right. Dr. Lucas Giacomides.
That's right.
A staple of Central Austin.
That's right. He's been in practice as long as you have, correct?
A little longer. He's older. I'm a young buck still.
Anyway, we're located in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin on South Congress, and Dripping Springs. Our phone number during the week is 512-238-0762. If you are so inclined, give us a call. We are getting lots of emails from the show for people wanting appointments, Dr. Mystery.
So. That's awesome. And we are a urology clinic, so don't let it fool you. We are not a primary care clinic, although we do a lot of primary care type medicine. We are a urology clinic, so kidney stones, prostate cancer, prostate problems,
testosterone
replacement, and a variety of other things we do take care of. Excellent surgeons, excellent staff here, and it's a practice that I'm super proud of.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then our website, before I forget, is armormenshealth.com, where you can see Dr. Mystery's handsome face smiling on the website.
Yes. And if anybody has any advice on how to make our place and our sites and everything better, we're always open for it.
Oh, we get a lot of those emails, too. That's annoying. Don't do that.
From Russian hackers.
From the Russian government, we're getting all those emails, and I don't want those anymore.
You know, we do get a lot of emails in Russian.
It's very strange.
It's very
odd. No other language, just Russian.
Please don't click on any of those attachments.
I think I did.
Oh, man.
I think that's why my computer shut down.
I think that probably why. Well, why don't you go over some questions that we've been sent, and for those of you that do take the time to send us a question, we really appreciate it. It demonstrates a high level of listener engagement as something that we're really, really proud of.
So, yeah, and we will answer anything.
Yeah, we will.
We're like Mikey that ate the cereal.
We'll eat anything?
Yeah, something like that. First question I have, I thought this was really intriguing because I hadn't seen it positioned quite like this, but Dr. Mystery, why are most urologists and endocrinologists disinclined to prescribe HCG with testosterone replacement? I'm forced to purchase this overseas after seeing several physicians.
That's a great question. HCG, or human chorionic gonadotropin, is a medication that mimics natural hormones in your body that encourage the testicle to work. And when you take testosterone externally through an injection or pellet or through creams, then what it does is it actually shuts down your body's own signaling system because it says, well, there's enough testosterone. We don't need to send that signal anymore. So by taking HCG, you kind of reintroduce this signal into the testicles. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason that many endocrinologists and urologists are disinclined is because they simply don't have a lot of experience with it. We're going to have an endocrinologist that comes on later in the year, and we're going to really have it out. We're going to have it out. We're going to talk about what's the difference between the way that a men's health, wellness, and optimizing your performance approach to hormones is, and how does that differ from an endocrinologist who I feel are often just concerned about making sure you're achieving your minimum numbers for health. And so, because there is a difference. And so when HCG is prescribed, I think it's done by many fly-by-night organizations in an insufficient fashion. So the idea here is if you want to maintain your fertility or you want to maintain your testicular size or you want to be able to recycle up your own natural testosterone, if you stop the testosterone, then taking these injections of HCG could be something that could help keep your own body's machinery working. I find that the dosing that a lot of patients are taking is extremely insufficient. 200 or 300 units once a week. And the reason the dosing is so low is because it is kind of pricey. Whereas testosterone we can deliver for $30 to $40 a month to a patient. The HCG will raise the price to $120, $150 a month. There's no reason to buy it overseas. If you are taking HCG, come on in. We'll make sure that you're taking it safely. We'll get you a reputable place here locally. You'll get it quicker. Our dosing, generally speaking, for most patients is somewhere in the 1 to 2,000 unit three times a week. And if you're trying to cycle back up after being on testosterone for a long time and you want to get your fertility back, then we usually go with 3 or 4,000 units. Now, a warning to some patients is that there is a certain subgroup of patients in whom taking HCG will actually cut off your testicular sperm production. And so you need to be monitored. If you're not achieving the goal of what you're trying to want to achieve, then let us know. If you're doing it just so that your testicles don't get smaller, then Clomid is a much better option. It's cheaper. It's easier to take. It's oral. Has fewer side effects. And it's just my experience with patients, much better for maintaining testicular girth. Because, you know, people like big balls.
I was going to say, is that a thing with you guys? You want big balls? Does it help the size of the penis look big? No. If you have smaller balls, then your penis looks bigger.
I don't think that's a selling point. I don't think that's a selling point.
I don't know. I don't have any balls or a penis. But I would think that if I had smaller balls, it would make my penis look bigger.
Okay. Well, there you go, gentlemen. Lose weight or lose your balls.
One of the two.
Make it look amazing. And shave it, please.
Oh,
it
yeah. You don't want Dr. Mystery shaving your scrotum. It's a bad day when Dr. Mystery and his giant hands have to shave.
I'm an expert at scraping the scrotum. Well, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us?
On that note, you can call us at 512-238-0762 during the week. Our locations include Round Rock, North Austin, just south of Lakeland Mall, South Austin on South Congress, and Dripping Springs. Our website is armormenshealth.com. That's armormenshealth.com. If you want your questions answered about anything like your balls and your penis, email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Be right back.
Dr. Mystery wants to hear from you. Email questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back with the Armor Men's Health Hour.